This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Indian contingent at Hangzhou Asian Games today crossed the historic 100-medal mark, amassing a record 105 medals so far. The medals tally include 28 gold, 36 silver and 41 bronze. This is also only the second time India won more than 100 medals in any of the three major games, the Olympics, Commonwealth Games and the Asian Games. The latest medal was gold won by the men's Kabaddi team. They defeated Iran in the final. The men's cricket team bagged gold after the final match against Afghanistan was called off due to rain. India clinched another bronze medal as women's hockey team beat Japan by 2-1. In wrestling, Deepak Punia claimed silver medal in the men's 86-kilogram freestyle. The duo of Chirag Shetty and Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy clinched the gold in the men's doubles in badminton. They beat South Korea's Choi Sol-gyu and Kim Won-ho in straight games. Other gold medals were won in the women's Kabaddi and the men's individual archery compound events. The 100 medal of the country was won by the women's Kabaddi team. In a closely fought match, India beat Taipei by 26-25 in a thrilling match. In the men's individual compound archery final, Ojas Devtale grabbed the gold while Abhishek Verma settled for the silver medal. Starting on a high early morning, India bagged both gold and bronze in the women's individual archery compound matches. Jyoti Sureka Vennam scored a superb 149 in the final, while Aditi Gopichand Swami grabbed the bronze medal. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian contingent on winning a record 100 medals in the 19th Asian Games at Hangzhou in China. In a social media post, the president said the players have shown tremendous dedication, skills and character to reach the much-awaited sports milestone. She said the nation is extremely proud of each one of them. The Prime Minister said that it is a momentous achievement for India. He extended his heartfelt congratulations to the phenomenal athletes whose efforts have led to this historic milestone for India. Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has also congratulated the Indian athletes on their feat.
हुई मेडल्स की बौछार इस बार 100 पार आपने वर्तमान और भविष्य के खिलाड़ियों के लिए एक नई प्रेरणा दी है और चीन में जब जब गोल्ड जीता तब तिरंगा शान से लहराया है और 100वां मेडल किसी और गेम में नहीं भारत की कबड्डी टीम ने जिताया है एशियन गेम्स के 72 साल के इतिहास में इस बार हमारे एथलीट्स ने कई विश्व रिकॉर्ड तोड़े और बहुत सारे एशियन रिकॉर्ड्स बनाए भी
सिक्किम चीफ मिनिस्टर प्रेम सिंह तमांग टुडे विजिटेड द डिजास्टर अफेक्टेड एरियाज एट नागा इन मंगन डिस्ट्रिक्ट एंड द रिलीफ कैंप वेयर अबाउट 200 पीपल हैव टेकन शेल्टर The chief minister showed full support and assistance to the people. He also provided financial aid for emergency purposes and informed that restoring road connectivity is the priority of the state government. Meanwhile, officials reached the cut-off Chung Thang from Pigong this morning, crossing the Chung Thang River using rope. The team comprising 4 people, Minister Samdup Lepcha, DIG Range North and East, Commanding Officer ITBP and SDM Chung Thang were the first people to reach Chung Thang after the disaster hit the area severely. Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority has confirmed the death toll of 27 in the flash floods, including Indian Army personnel. 141 people are still missing after the glacial-fed Lonak Lake triggered a flash flood in Teesta. A total of 1,173 houses was severely damaged and 13 bridges washed away. Till now, 2,413 people have been rescued and 26 persons injured. Nearly 7,000 people have taken shelter in 22 relief camps. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held an important meeting to review announcements made in his Red Fort speech on Independence Day. Mr. Modi had mentioned about ensuring affordable credit for poor and middle-class housing. In line with this announcement, he reviewed the preparations to implement this announcement. India has advised its nationals in Israel to remain vigilant and observe safety protocols in view of the current situation in the country. In an advisory, Indian Embassy in Israel has urged people to observe caution. And that is the end of this news bulletin.